News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
Okay, 8.52 on News Talk Brexit, Paul Williams and Shane Coleman. Now, if you're just joining us, you may not have heard the news. Hugh Hefner, the founder of Playboy, has died aged 91. We're joined on the line by Amanda Brunker. Amanda, different views coming through on social media and across the media this morning. Some people portraying him as kind of a revolutionary freedom of speech advocate, a pioneer of the sexual revolution, or others saying bit of a creep, bit of a sleaze bag, didn't like him at all. Which camp do you fall into?
Well, I have to say, I just think he's a vile creature, to be honest. And not because I'm a prude. Many people who've read my Sunday World article for the last kind of 18 years or so will know that I'm definitely not the prudish type, but I just think that what he started off being was kind of an idealistic person, and then as the years went by, he just became more and more seedy and sordid. And I can't wait to hear all the stories that are going to come out now that he's dead, because he managed to quash so much stuff, and he paid people off, and he was a powerful man with powerful friends, so he was able to keep an awful lot of secrets hidden. But now that he's dead, there's going to be an awful lot coming out.
Yeah, the portrayal of the mansion, the Playboy mansion, as this kind of, you know, every man's dream, and this kind of heaven on earth, and the ultimate in sophistication and stuff. The reality, though, was pretty different, and we kind of know that as well from some of the books written by the Holly Madison book, I think, in particular, one of his former girlfriends. She revealed a lot about what life was actually like there.
Listen, you know what? Places like that have a place in this world, and I like the idea. You know, as a mother to two boys who's just staying at home most of the time and fed up with the normality of life, I kind of love the idea of this hedonistic lifestyle that other people are living, and it sounds really exciting. And you know what?
Being locked in the house at 9 o'clock and having to wear certain pajamas that he picks
out
for you.
No, I'm talking about people enjoying themselves. If people, you know, people should be enjoying themselves. But what my problem was, the thing was, it wasn't all consenting adults, and there was poor girls coming from all over America into LA to try and get noticed by Hefner, and you know, to get into the house, and they just wanted to try and bag themselves a rich husband or a famous husband. And the problem is, it ended up with an awful lot of grooming. What might have started off as a fun time for a lot of people ended up with, you know, the playmates having to groom younger girls, and you know, there would have been a lot of drugs, and girls who were poor and kind of vulnerable would have been preyed on and used as sex objects. And it sounds very pious, but unfortunately that would have been the reality. And I'd say the place is toxic. Like, it's still there, and it's been a while since there's been any parties there, but you know what, there's still... If the walls could talk, or the grotto
Absolutely.
Could talk.
Come here, did you meet his organisation, or did you meet him before they came over to Dublin, I think, when
yeah.
you were working for the Sunday World?
Yeah, no, I never got to meet the man myself, you know, not something I'm particularly sad about. But yeah, I did meet his organisation. They came over many years ago. Some people might remember. They did an Irish edition of Playboy, and... God, it's a good few years ago. It must be about 16 years ago now at this stage. And as working for the Sunday World, I just went down, and I was doing a kind of a report for the paper, and they were over recruiting girls. And because I suppose I was kind of a curvy girl, one of the guys, the main guy, kind of said, he said, would you be interested in doing it yourself? And of course, I kind of laughed it off and said, no, it's fine. He said, no, have you ever modelled? And I said, well, yeah, I have been Miss Ireland, and I was a model, but I'm really just covering this now. And he said, would you not do it? And of course, in typical Irish form, instead of actually just being forceful and just saying, no, it's not my thing, I made up this stupid story saying, oh, you know, I feel a bit overweight, I wouldn't be comfortable in doing it. And they were like, oh, well, we'll give you a month and we'll come back to you. And of course, I thought no more of it. Listen, they're hardly going to be ringing me. But sure enough, about a month later, a call came through the Sunday World, and they were like, going, right, are you ready to do the shoot? I was like, no, I definitely had to kind of woman up then and just kind of be forceful. But you know what, they did an Irish pictorial, as they call it. It wasn't really the big kind of cover that Rosanna Davies later did. I'd say she got a few quid for it. As far as I know, that they only paid the Irish girls who did the Irish edition of Playboy £500 at the time.
Right. Okay.
So I wasn't going to be getting me this now for 500 quid, that's for sure.
Okay, Amanda Brunker, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.